I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1.
Podcast.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rip my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I don't have any sympathy for Mr. Manafort. He's pleaded guilty. Well, no, he was convicted of bank fraud and tax fraud. Now, there was no evidence of any collusion with Russia or any of that, but bank fraud and tax fraud are serious offenses against the American people. And he's always played on the margins. And I think I've called him a sleazoid, and he is. So I don't have any sympathy for him.
Called him a what? A sleazoid? That's what
sleazoid?
I heard.
Sleazoid?
That's what I heard.
That's pretty great.
I need that. I need.
Oh, yeah. Well, isolate it.
I need it isolated because I don't want to play all 22 seconds again. I called him a sleazoid.
Yeah, that should be.
Pretty offensive.
Sounds
that
like
should
a
be
Katie
a
word.
A sleazoid. It is now. So, Paul Manafort, former Trump campaign chairman for like how long did that even last? Hardly at all. But still, he was there, yes, not going to deny that. Sentenced today to a total of 81 months in prison in connection with his guilty plea related to foreign lobbying and witness tampering, a term he will serve, including the 47-month sentence handed down in a separate case in Virginia last week.
So, and
yes,
immediately after the sentencing this morning, new indictment was announced by the state of New York, the Manhattan District Attorney, fresh indictment on state charges, including mortgage fraud. So last week, it was the tax fraud. He got 47 months, like you mentioned. Today, he got 73 months for foreign lobbying and witness tampering, some of which the judge is allowing to be served concurrently, but not all of it. And so what it all boils down to is 81 months is what he's facing right now in federal prison, which is just under 7 years. That's all done. And now there's new state charges that were put on him immediately after today's sentencing was announced by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
Yeah.
So it's not over for Paul.
He does say that he is sorry for what he's done. I just want to know, like, can we get everything out in the open so we can move on from talking about Paul Manafort for real? Sentenced again today, and I guess there's more to come, so stay tuned for that. We're going to shift gears here and go to our guest, Illinois Policy Institute's Bryce Hill, a research analyst there. Bryce, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. We've been looking at the Governor Pritzker's progressive income tax pitch. He's consistently trying to utilize this as an opportunity to, you know, stand on solid ground supporting the middle class and saying that folks like J.B. Pritzker can pay more and pay their fair share. But according to this research done with the Illinois Policy Institute involved, that with the promised spending that J.B. Pritzker wants to implement along with this progressive income tax, the typical Illinois family is going to see an income tax hike between $2,500 and $3,500. Dollars. I don't think that's what Illinois taxpayers need to be hearing.
Absolutely not. And you're definitely right. With all the governor's proposed spending, it would likely mean middle class tax hikes particularly in your area, to go up by around $3,000, as you said. So I think that this whole messaging of we're giving people a tax cut, I really have an issue with it, and really what he's trying to do is get a blank check for his spending promises, and when he needs to cash that check, it's going to be the middle class paying the bill.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when you look at IllinoisPolicy.org, they have some easy-to-consume graphs up there that talks about, here's what Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker, is proposing. There are six tax brackets that are on the table, from $0 to $10,000, the first tax bracket at 4.75%, but then all the way up to $1 million and up earners at just short of 8% to accommodate this progressive income tax. Now, that's a pretty significant increase from where those earners would be right now with the flat tax, but none of these projected income tax percentages take into account all of the things that the governor wants to increase spending on. And the scariest number I'm looking at right now is for people who earn, you know, right in the middle of the pack here, families that have income up to between $100,000 and $250,000 a year, which would include a lot of middle class individuals who maybe have small businesses. That, with the spending included with J.B. Pritzker, those income tax rates over 10%. That is going to be a shock to middle-class Illinoisans.
Absolutely. And like you said, many of these small businesses are going to be hit with a tax hike. Right now, small businesses are creating 60% of all the new jobs in Illinois. We have 270,000 people who are out of work right now. If we really want to do something for the middle class and those striving to get to the middle class, we need to make it easier for them to find jobs. And hitting small businesses and people who are creating jobs with a 10% tax rate is not the way to do it. Illinois is already struggling, and they're lagging the rest of the nation in terms of job creation, and they're one of the least friendly environments for small businesses, and this is just going to make things worse.
The progressive income tax, as J.B. Pritzker has proposed it right now, in this moment, if it were to pass, and the solutions that he says goes along with it, does the setup the way J.B. Pritzker has it right now, does that solve the current spending deficit that we have in the state of Illinois, you know, setting aside all of the massive pension problems that we have to address, just the difference right now that we have in budget?
No. So his spending plan, he claims that it's going to raise $3.4 billion, but the numbers just don't add up. When you look at the most recent IRS data, his plan is going to only raise about $2.4 to $1.4 billion additional dollars. So he's not even going to be raising enough money to close the current structural deficit, let alone finance any of his additional spending or do things like pay off the bill backlog. And what he's proposed isn't really a solution. He doesn't take a look at any of the state's cost drivers that have gotten us here. All he looks at is how to get more revenue. So until we look at things like amending the pension clause in the Constitution and reining in the growth of future benefits, until we look at things like addressing the costs of government retiree health care, or until we look at things like how can we more efficiently spend our education dollars and prioritize the classroom, we're not really going to see anything other than what Illinoisans have seen for the past 10 years, which is all we need is one more tax hike and then things are going to be solved. And then, you know, we don't get a temporary income tax hike, we get a permanent one.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're looking to get a permanent progressive income tax hike that is bound to leave middle-class families paying more.
Yeah, it is something to behold, and people need to make sure that they are seeing how this progressive income tax would affect them. I know the governor has put out a calculator that you can go to that we've been reporting on today, suggesting to go there and see how it would affect them. Do you have any comments on the governor's calculator versus the charts that is available to you, that are available to you on IllinoisPolicy.org?
Sure. So the governor's calculator, or what he's proposed. But that doesn't account for any of his additional spending. It's not enough to close the structural deficit. Like I was saying, the numbers just simply don't add up. So whatever, you know, small tax hike or tax cut that he is trying to say that 97% of Illinoisans are going to get is just not an actual representation of the fiscal situation in Springfield.
But it's called the Fair Tax Calculator. I mean,
right.
That's what he named it, so it
yeah.
Can't not be that, right?
<That's-> Absolutely. You know, he wants that messaging of fairness and getting 97% of Illinois a tax cut. But unfortunately, for the governor, that's just not the way that things can work out based on the numbers. It's simply going to be impossible to do all the things that he said, can pay for all of his promises that he's made on the back of his progressive income tax, and get these rates passed through. There's not even any legislation right now that has his rates in it. He admitted in his press conference yesterday that these are the rates that he said he would like to see, but that it's not a done deal because it has to be passed through the General Assembly, and there's nobody that's introduced rates into the General Assembly. So we don't even know if these are the final rates. And once we do have a bill, those rates are surely not going to be written into the Constitution. So we're going to be giving up our constitutional protection right now for rates that can be easily changed through a majority vote in the General Assembly later.
Year to year, would that be something that whenever they propose a budget, they'll be able to also include a tax increase, or as they did a couple years ago when they made that tax increase permanent that Rauner had said that he was going to let sunset, it comes back into play. Once it gets on the ballot, if the people of Illinois elect to vote in favor of the progressive income tax, how frequently could we see those rates change?
You could technically see them change in any given year. But I would like to say that, you know, this is not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. We already have at least one Democrat right now from down in your area. Representative Costello has already committed to be against the progressive income tax. Representative Bristow and Stewart in District 111 and 112, they said that they have not made their mind up on a vote and that they wanted to hear from their constituents and to see how this proposal is going to impact their constituents. So I would strongly urge your listeners to reach out to them and let them know politely that, you know, you can't accept a progressive income tax because it's going to lead to future tax hikes.
Yeah.
So I don't think this is going to get on the ballot just yet. We don't know if it's going to come down to voters. It's still very much up for debate in the General Assembly, so we do have a lot of hope there.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue to follow that, and we will definitely encourage our listeners to contact their representatives and have their voices be heard. It's absolutely wonderful advice, and we will certainly follow that. Bryce, thank you for coming on today. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Online at IllinoisPolicy.org and on Twitter at Illinois Policy. Go follow them and get involved. Monica Bristow is the 111th district, and Katie Stewart in the 112th, both people who need to understand how awful this would be for taxpayers, for people like you and me who are working hard to try to put food on the table for our families to, you know, get a leg up in the world. You're working hard and you're fighting taxes every time you turn around. And I'm telling you right now, these rates that Pritzker has proposed, they're not set in stone in any way, shape, or form. They are proposed. They don't include the current, they don't close the gap in the current spending of the government. So he's giving people tax cuts here based on when they go into play. It won't even solve the very current spending problem that the state of Illinois has. But when you factor in all of the other things that J.B. Pritzker has said he wants to do or has done already, that's an extra $19 billion in spending. The lowest tax rate for people who earn even under $10,000 is 9.68% in order to accommodate all of the spending. Spending is the problem, folks. Get the spending under control. Contact your representative today and say, I do not support a progressive income tax, and get your spending under control. I'm giving you enough of my money. You have all the money that you need. Fix it in Springfield. Cut spending. Get it together. And get it together yesterday. All right, when we come back, phone calls. Call us back, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797 if you were holding on the line. We'll get those phone calls in. Plus, the signs of the apocalypse sometime, whenever it works into Tony's schedule. Are you ready for that, like, right now?
I'm ready.
You say you're always ready.
I am always ready.
Really?
I could do it right this second.
And I think you're a sleazoid.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Dang.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
What is that? Sleazoid?
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
He's talking about Paul Manafort there, in case there are any questions about it. What is a sleazoid? Have we Googled
Paul
it
Paul Manafort is a sleazoid.
I'm going to be right back. I have to go Google something. and I will share it with you in 3 minutes if it's appropriate. Otherwise, I'll just tell you to Google it yourself. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Relaxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some
ball. I hate to interrupt you. Just, you're singing in your car, I know. Do you know this part? Do you know this part?
No.
I don't either.
I mean,
I didn't even know it existed.
I've heard it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is like the extended version.
Yeah.
I was...
This might be all right.
A whistle for it. And then that comes back. Yeah. So I was... It's funny. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? Do you know?
Uh-uh.
You follow the Fresh Prince. Got him.
All right.
Got it.
I've got so many of these, I don't even know what
to
do. I
saw that joke on a meme on Facebook yesterday, and it made me chuckle. And so then I was like, hey, we should use the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song in the show.
Oh, no.
And then I pulled that up, and I was playing it and at home, and my husband started singing or rapping or whatever mm-hmm. you do to it. And then it went in the verse, yeah. and we were both like, what?
That is one of the best mm-hmm. theme songs for mm-hmm. a television show of all time.
He came to St. Louis in like 2006 or something for a movie premiere, and I don't remember what it was. I probably Google it, but I don't care that much. But I went to cover it for KFNS when I was working at KFNS and to take photographs there. So I met Will Smith there.
Cool.
And he went up and he stood on the stage and like said hi to all the people who were there for the local premiere. I think it was in O'Fallon, Missouri.
That's cool.
And somebody started singing it, and then he rapped it, and everybody was singing with Will Smith, the Fresh Prince song. I can't imagine how many times in his, like, every day, he's got to
do
something
yep,
about it.
He's got to be the Fresh Prince.
He was really good. He's really good. He played along with it. He wasn't, like, at all...
Like, grumpy no. or bored, yeah.
You got to be, like, all these people are out here, and if Fresh Prince is what you got you there,
own it.
Wrap your arms around it and mm-hmm. love on it. That's fantastic. But yeah, did not know that there was a mystery verse, and now I do. So that's good.
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
I didn't know that was going to cut that off. I'll get better.
I dare anybody to listen to the song Miami and not bob your head up and down.
Oh, welcome yeah. to oh, Miami.
So good.
Can't be me, Miami. It's a great song. It's a great album.
Mm-hmm.
What's Big Dad?
Is it
Big Willie style?
Yeah, Big Willie style. That's it.
You're all in it. Yeah, getting jiggy with it.
Na 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 na.
Abe.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
Right?
Not Will Smith. Will Smith is great.
Speaking of sleazoids, see how I did that?
Yeah, I did. It's a couple days. Segway.
There's a 45-year-old guy in Wisconsin named Brandon Ingram. He wrecked his car last week. His blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit, and this is the seventh time he's been caught driving drunk.
Put him away.
Police arrested him. He admitted he was drunk, but he said, I was not the one driving the car. The real driver ran off, left me here, and...
Go find him.
Right. And he said that the real driver was Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
how could it not be? Me and Ryan, we're kicking it.
What else was he doing other than
said
drinking?
Ryan ditched him after the crash. He said, I'm drunk, but I wasn't driving. It was Ryan Reynolds. And he didn't mean like, oh, Ryan Reynolds. He meant the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool.
He did.
Yeah. This guy is facing a fine up to $25,000. And because of the multiple offenses, he's looking at 12 and a half years in prison.
What is the last... You can get how many DUIs until you go to prison or get your license taken away? What is it, three? Four?
I think it's, I don't think there's a hard, fast number.
Oh, gotcha. Shouldn't be that many.
So this is really going to make you guys mad.
Super, thanks.
I'm looking forward to some reactions here. I'm looking forward to some reactions. A woman in England said that she went on a date with a guy one time, and he sent her, after the date, a 15-point list on ways to improve herself.
What'd she do with the
24-year-old
list?
She posted it. 24-year-old woman in England says she went on one date with a guy back in December.
Oh.
3 months later, he sent her a list of 15 ways she could improve herself.
What did they include?
It's pretty rough. So some people are saying that she made up the whole thing, but she's insistent that this is very real, and that's why she wants people to see it. 15 critiques. Number one, if you lost some weight, you'd look incredible.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You want to die today.
Around 20 pounds, maybe 30.
Oh, no.
He told her she was very pale and a little bit of fake tan wouldn't hurt.
What?
That was number two. Number three, show a little more cleavage.
Oh, my gosh.
Number four, wear clothes that suit your figure so I'm not embarrassed to be seen with you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What human
number five,
being has this audacity?
Number five, dye your hair a normal color and add extensions. Longer hair is more attractive. I guess she has short hair that is colored.
Pink.
Yeah,
I bet he's
like
against
that.
People with pink hair, yeah. Katie says with her pink hair. Worse.
Don't wear so much makeup is number six.
But get a fake tan, it's fine. Yeah, exactly. Doofus.
Apparently on the date, number seven is because apparently on their date, one of the things they talked about was how she once got lip injections but didn't like them and regretted it. Number seven is you should actually get those again.
I called him a sleazeboy.
Yeah.
You should actually investigate.
Number eight, you need more confidence. Confidence is sexy.
Wow. I wonder where she's going to get it from. I wonder how she could possibly have more confidence surrounding herself with
a-holes
like this
guy. Number nine, he said that the fact that he didn't get a kiss at the end of the night hurt his feelings. She should be more sensitive and not be such a prude.
Oh, this guy's the worst.
Number 10, he ripped her for drinking regular Coke instead of Diet Coke.
Oh my gosh, this is fake. This has to be fake.
11, keep your past to a minimum. I don't care what you've been through. Number 12, get a sense of humor. You didn't laugh at a single one of my jokes.
That's because they're not funny.
Number 13, you seem just a little bit stuck up.
Oh, you seem stuck up.
Sort your personality out. Number 14, you made me feel bad when you offered to pay, like you thought I didn't have enough money after I told you how much was in my account.
And number 15, why would you say that on a first date?
Number 15, you didn't compliment me once. That's something, huh?
That's the worst. Wait, I have something to ask both of you, though, because I had a serious conversation with one of my best friends about this. She just went on a date, and there was an annoying habit that this person did. And were you talking to Jared? No, I was talking to Jared. And I asked her, when you go on these dates with these blind dates or these Tinder dates or whatever that may be, and they do something annoying, do you point it out?
No.
And then go
That's rude.
On with the date, or do you just let it happen,
no,
the annoying
it's
thing
rude.
Happen?
Like, why is it hard to be polite? You have to, like, I mean, can you tell us what the thing was?
Yeah, just be polite and then realize maybe that person's not for you.
Yeah, that you don't want to be
around.
Don't
go on again another
day.
He
was smacking his lips while eating.
I hate that.
Smacking is like really hard. And she was like, I could not focus on a thing. I just kept watching him.
No, I feel for your girlfriend because I have, it's called misophonia. It's a real thing.
So just don't go again. Just don't go on another date.
I don't want to be around someone for the rest of my life that eats like that as an adult in public.
Right.
That doesn't mean they're a bad person. And I know that, like, because if she's like me, I don't know your friend, but if she's like me, there's a bit of neurosis in my head that makes, like, the entire world goes gray. And I am focusing in, not even on your face. I am focused on your mouth. And I cannot stop focusing on your mouth pretty much until you're gone. Because once you've stopped, I'm just waiting for when you do it again.
Mm-hmm. Holding your breath.
It's a visceral reaction. And I've had it my entire life. And I have had to learn how to cope with it. I remember being in like college, much like Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Not going to class.
I don't know how much class I'm going to go to.
I'm going
but
to
I
games.
Mean, if you're sitting in a class like during a lecture and the person next to you is chewing gum like a cow,
oh, sure, yeah.
I would remove myself from the situation before I would consider saying something because it's rude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so rude.
The gum chewing is rude. Eating that way in public, I don't, you know, whatever you do on your own, fine. But eating that way in public is rude also. But me being rude back doesn't seem to solve the problem, really.
You wouldn't write the list.
No. Jeez. No. I would write it down, and then I would sit with it, and I would look at it, and then I would burn it.
And then never go on that date again.
That's insane. That guy, you know, I always wonder if that's actually real, if this guy's got a condition.
Yeah, she is absolutely standing by her story and saying this is real.
He says you need to be more confident.
Well, when the first one says lose 20 pounds.
The other 15 things I'm going to tell you is why you just wholeheartedly suck as an individual. Mm-hmm. But right. You should really gain some confidence.
Right.
Get a little boost in your
doofus.
System.
All right. This one is not necessarily a sign of the apocalypse, but it's just a little information I think that people might appreciate. How many people have you kissed in your life? You don't have to say it out loud.
That's correct.
Just put the number in your head if you can. And then I'll let you know where you stand as far as like the normal people. Okay. So how many people have you kissed in your life? 5% of people say they've never been kissed. 4% say they've only kissed one person. 13% said 2 to 4. 16%. This is the number one. This is the most commonly answered one at 16% said between 5 and 10. So if you fall in there, you're with the greatest amount of people.
This is 13, a webcam moment. If you are not watching the webcam right now, you lose.
13% said 11 to 20. 11% said between 20 and 50. And 7%, I'm sorry, and 15%, second most, 15% say they've kissed more than 50 people in their life.
15% of 15% people have kissed more,
have
than,
kissed more
50
than 50 people.
Ooh,
in their life. Another 23% said they're not even sure.
I lost count.
So I guess technically that's the number one answer. Technically, I guess the number one answer is they lost count.
C'est la vie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Time for more, or are we done?
So wait a second.
Okay.
The most was what to 10? 3?
5 to 10.
Most was 5 to 10. That was how many?
16%.
16% say 5 to 10. And then the next one?
The next highest percentage was more than 50. At 15%.
Does it say how many people surveyed?
Survey says
4.
It does not. It does not.
That's wild. 50 people?
More than 7,500 Americans.
Wow.
Over the age of 18.
Wow.
I think kissing is very, that's become a frequent thing. People, I think, have now, people in 18 years old are like, I'll just kiss anybody. Give me your lips.
Give me your lips.
Give me your lips, buddy.
Which is funny. Katie.
Number 16. You've kissed too many people.
Well, but not too few people. I wonder where Mr. Rico
Mr.
Suave
List.
There
yeah,
wants
Mr.
to
List.
Thinks that you need to. I was reading this story before and I chuckled, and you asked me what was funny, and I said, I'll tell you later. This is on Fox News. A Bavarian town that accidentally ordered 12-year supply of toilet paper.
They finally got through it.
Flushes the last roll. It says the mayor of the small German town of around 4,000 people accidentally ordered two truckloads of in 2006.
Yeah, it took them,
13 years.
It took them 13 years to go through all the toilet paper.
So do they order another two truckloads?
Hey, they've been in every year for 13 years, they haven't had to pay for toilet paper. Had to look good on the budget.
They paid for 13 years of toilet paper in 2006.
Where did they keep it?
My question is, are they sad or are they happy that it's over? I bet they're sad.
Yeah, because now they got to buy more toilet paper.
Legendary. 12 years.
That is a great
story. Of toilet paper. Whoops. All right, we'll be back. We're going to get an update. We're going to have some sound from President Trump's press conference that he held a little bit earlier. And your phone calls, 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I think I'm calling the police on
Senator Kennedy. It's very funny. Anything he says to me is entertaining. He could probably say, he could read me books like Ludacris, reading Llama Llama, which is funny because when
Red Pajama.
Anytime we say anything llama, my kids walk around and they start rapping Llama Llama Red Pajama, but they don't understand the context and how awesome it is. This is the president just earlier this hour regarding the grounding of those 737 MAX 8s and 9s.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
So the impact that that's going to have on our local air travel certainly is not fully known yet. The story is still unfolding since the president has made that declaration. He also commented a bit about the Senate vote that we talked a little bit with Jared Halperin at about 1:25 about the Senate vote that's coming up here. And knowing that there are Republican senators that are going to potentially vote to block this emergency, it's expected.
But the Democrats, in order to make things difficult, they are for open borders and they're for crime. And the Republicans aren't. But I told Republican senators, vote any way you want. Vote how you feel good. But I think it's bad for a Republican senator. I also think it's bad for a Democrat senator to vote against border security and to vote against the wall. I think if they vote that way, it's a very bad thing for them long into the future.
So that vote will be taking place tomorrow. We'll be watching that. It might happen during the show. So stay tuned to see what happens. The president will veto it when it comes to his desk. But as Jared Halperin reported earlier with us, he's got 10 days to do it. And we doubt it'll take 10 days. Tony, did you hear about the rules that that Major League Baseball is trying out in the minors? They do this every year.
They do this every year. So which ones?
So they every year we find out that Major League Baseball wants to try to put some things in the minor league to see how it works out, and everybody freaks out over it, but then you realize it's not in the majors, and then you go, okay.
Right.
And then some of these you see trickle up to the majors, some of them you don't. But they're pretty crazy. The first one, home plate umpire assisted in calling balls and strikes by a TrackMan radar tracking system.
Mm-hmm. That's been one for a while. I don't like it.
That's crazy.
I don't like it.
An umpire is an important part of a game. It's just, it adds to it.
Well, and in the whole partnering of the umpire and the...
Is the umpire going to overrule the machine?
Do one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to have a computer call balls and strikes, then do have a computer call balls and strikes.
Who's the most impactful player, would you say, on the St. Louis Cardinals right now? Who's the center of the team?
Yachty.
No mound visits permitted...
Did you know there was a Yachty or Molina chant at the Garth Brooks concert the other night? I'm not kidding.
I don't know if we're making fun of Katie.
What are we doing here? I'm afraid to answer.
Because
like,
what? Sleeve,
I heard that too on Hayes' Facebook page.
No, I can't remember. I can't remember what story he told. He told a story and it was about the name Melina. And he said,
and everyone starts going,
and just on the like off the cuff, he was like, "In you know the best greatest cardinal part named after the great," and the crowd went crazy, and the crowd started chanting, "Yada,
that's
yada,
awesome."
Yada.
Yeah. Katie started that cheer. I heard.
I did. I was there.
So I'm sorry.
Katie gets all her sports news from,
Yachty is the
from Hayes' 96.3.
And Garth Brooks. Let's not disregard Garth.
No mound visits permitted by players or coaches other than for pitching changes or medical issues.
Yeah.
No mound visits. Yeah. They want to speed up the game.
Speed
I think
up
they
the
should
game, right.
shove it.
Mm-hmm.
Pitchers must face a minimum of three batters or reach the end of an inning before they exit the game unless the pitcher is injured.
Yeah, so that would take away the whole like left-handed specialist
utility
coming
pitchers,
in to get the one out. Yep. I don't like
increase
that
increase size of first, second, and third base from 15 square inches to 18 square inches.
Fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Go for it.
That's fine.
Required.
I played first base in slow pitch softball for 20 years and had my foot stepped on so many times.
Let me ask you this.
A bigger base would be fine.
When you have, when you're playing slow pitch softball, do you guys use a shift? An infield shift?
Yeah.
Require two infielders to be on each side of second base when a pitch is released.
No.
I love it when you look at the baseball field, Major League, and there's nobody on half the field, and it's
and
like
it forces those.
You say
those
to the hitter,
left-handed hitters,
"How
to try
good
to,
are you?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Go up. I remember one time when Jim Edmonds, some team put the shift on Edmonds, and he bunted down the third base line, and there was
Brilliant!
Nobody there,
and everybody loves it. It's fun.
It was beautiful.
Back off. Time between innings and pitching changes reduced from 2 minutes and 5 seconds to a minute and 45
fine
seconds.
With that.
That's a 20-second difference.
I agree that the game needs to be sped up, but not at the sacrifice of baseball.
I think that if you're
taking away the strategy.
People who are really worried about how long baseball games are aren't really invested in watching full baseball games anyway, my opinion.
They don't need to be going for it.
This is nuts. Distance from pitching rubber to home plate extended 24 inches.
No.
How does that happen?
That's a long way.
2 feet. I'm outing you on this, but when I was talking to you earlier in the show, you were looking at Adam Wainwright talking about the curveball.
That struck out Carlos Beltran.
Yes. Yep. A soon-to-be Cardinal in the 2006 NLCS, one of the most iconic pitches and scenes from Cardinal baseball history.
Mm-hmm.
There's a distance involved there that
oh
is always
God,
the same. To add 2 feet to that?
Yeah.
They want to see people hit more home runs. They want to make games faster.
That would make it much harder for the pitchers, for sure.
Yeah.
There would be a lot more fastballs.
I got
than breaking balls.
This story from STLBaseballWeekly.com. Good old Brian Stull reporting
and then
on this.
One day it will happen that they're going to put the DH in the National League.
Sure.
And then it's going to be almost impossible for me to watch baseball.
That's inevitable, but every year that we don't have it, I'm happy about that.
I agree. It's a real word.
Did you play that?
I did.
Oh.
It's
where did that come from? Now we're hearing.
It's a real word.
Play it again.
I'm trying.
Sleazoid.
What does it say? What is it?
A sleazy, sordid, or despicable individual.
Well, I would say that.
I don't have any sympathy for Mr. Manafort. He's pleaded guilty. Well, no, he was convicted of bank fraud and tax fraud. Now, there was no evidence of any collusion with Russia or any of that, but bank fraud and tax fraud are serious offenses against the American people. And he's always played on the margins, and I think I've called him a sleazoid, and he is. So I don't have any sympathy for him. I think I've called him a sleazoid.
Mm-hmm. It's a real word.
That's awesome.
Who knew that the way we would come up with this? I'm learning so many new words now. Sleazoid, meat cute. The other one, paucity. That was a word. You know what paucity means? Have you ever heard that word, Tony?
Mm-mm.
I had to Google it today. It was in regards to the Lisa Page stuff. We're going to have, well, I don't know if it's confirmed yet, so I'm going to wait on that. The Dave Glover show is coming up. Scratch that. We know we got Tyrus tomorrow. Do you know anyone else who we have yet? I know we've had several people. We've got a lot of... Oh, Ronna McDaniel.
Yeah, we have Ronna McDaniel.
The
that
person
awesome
in charge
woman.
Of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
Excited to talk to her tomorrow. They reached out and they wanted to talk to another female doing this thing. So we're excited to be the female here today. High five, Tony.
High five.
High five.
Sleazoid.
I think I've called him a sleazoid.
I think I called him a sleazoid.
I love it. Radio.com for the podcast. Also, you can subscribe to us at iTunes and anywhere
no,
you get
Senator,
podcasts.
You called him a ding-dong.
That was Katie. That's what Katie did.
Sleazoid.
You got it?
I'm adding it to my list.
Dave Glover Show coming up next. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show. Twitter at Annie Fry Show and 971talk.com/Annie.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.